Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, now it's time to, you know, string a couple together.
They'll take the listeners, take the fans that are leaving Kauffman Stadium, more than 15,000 turn out. Take us inside that clubhouse. What's the celebration like? Do you get the beer shower? How did the boys celebrate your first big league knock?
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, the shower definitely happened. Beer shower plus condiments and all that stuff. So it was, but you know, soak it all in. You only get one of those. So yeah, it was awesome.
Have you had a chance to talk with your wife, with your family since the game's concluded?
I have not. No, I just got done, you know, rinsing off whatever
sure,
was poured
sure
on me. So,
well, I greatly appreciate you dialing us up here. I got to get your thoughts on Noah Cameron. You played with him this season in Omaha last season as well, and man, he's making big league hitters look silly early on.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the privilege to play behind him a lot the past couple of years. I mean, just a stud, keeps his stuff in the zone, has command of everything, and you know, makes it easy for the defense to play behind him, and you know, goes long into the game to give the bullpen some help. So, I mean, just yeah, he does it all.
John, final thing for you, for a team that you joined just a few days ago that had been scuffling offensively. Take me inside the dugout, inside the hitters' meetings. How is the confidence as high as you remember these guys being in spring training?
Yeah, you know, I think it's the same thing. We're all pulling on the same rope. You know, we're trying to put together good at-bats and, you know, get runners in scoring position and see what happens. So, yeah, we're in there every day working as hard as we can and, you know, getting the game plan down. And, yeah, we're going to start rolling here.
Yeah, the first of many base hits, extra base hits, and runs scored. A night you'll never forget. John, thank you very much for the time. Get back in there and enjoy it, and enjoy your night with your family, man.
All right, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
There you go. Yeah, thank you. John Rave inside the victorious Royals clubhouse. Boys, take the finale from the Reds. 3-2, the final score. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Normally, after a performance like that, a big league first, tonight's postgame show would be all about John Rave, right? Because we've known that this pitching staff is the best in the American League. We've known that for about a month now. So the fact that the pitching once again led you to another victory isn't necessarily headline stuff. So unfortunately for John Rave, the 27-year-old rookie who tonight picks up his first big league knock, unfortunately for him, that pitching staff was led tonight by a 25-year-old that many believe will be sent back to Omaha in a week or two when Cole Reagans returns. I don't know how you do that. What Noah Cameron is doing is historic. you know, we're making cases that Chris Bubich is, you know, neck and neck with Max Fried for the American League Cy Young to start the All-Star game coming up, right? Everything that you love about Chris Bubich, his ability to use four or five different pitches and hit all four quadrants at any given time, everything that has allowed Chris Bubich to become one of the 15 best pitchers in Major League Baseball. Now, I'm not saying that's where Noah Cameron is. No, the strikeout numbers aren't, the swing and miss isn't as aplenty as it is when Chris Bubich is on the hill. But Noah Cameron has four or five pitches. He can put them in all four quadrants whenever he wants. I mean, this is... Does anyone remember Fernando Mania back in 1981? You watch that 30 for 30 about Fernando Valenzuela, the great Dodgers lefty? That's what Noah Cameron's doing. His first four starts, 6 1/3 innings, one run or fewer, in all of them. I mean, this guy has seen it all from his big league debut being in a minor league stadium to the team that he grew up rooting for. That 2015 Royals team pitching in front of them at their reunion in front of a packed Kauffman Stadium. Check. Did it. Go to Minnesota in front of a big crowd. Your first road game. Check. Did it. Come back home. Not a big crowd. Not a lot to get excited about. You know, your offense isn't necessarily pumping you with a big old lead. And some real pressure on you, right? You knew coming in that there is no Lugo, there is no Reagans. There was a bullpen game yesterday. You're going opposite an all-star in Hunter Green. You're going up against Ellie De La Cruz in a pretty powerful Cincinnati lineup. You're not expecting much from the bats because they haven't delivered much all season. I mean, all the pressure that was on the shoulders of the 25-year-old lefty, and he delivers like this again? Thanks so much to John Rave for dialing us up from inside that clubhouse. Congratulations to him on his first big league knock, but tonight belongs to Noah Cameron. Now, I'll shout out Jonathan India, who made an outstanding defensive play in the ninth inning. Maybe the best defensive play we've seen from India since he came to Kansas City. Now, I can't sit here every single night and crush Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi when they don't come through with runners in scoring position and then skim past the fact that Bobby came through twice tonight. Man, Bobby had a nice night. Defensively, offensively, just like Jonathan India. The bullpen steps up as Angel Zerpa's pitched in all three games of this series. John Schreiber threw 30 pitches yesterday, and he's back at it tonight. And then Carlos Estevez picks up his first four-out save of the season. Woo! Man, you got to feel good about this win. I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth, I'll tell you that right now. Win number 30 feels sweet, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. We're going to start off with Ross in Kansas City. Ross, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Would the Royals consider a six-man rotation once we get Reagans and Lugo back? I think we have a few pitchers that could benefit from an extra day. Bubich is going to have an increase pretty significant in innings this year. Reagans has been battling groin injury a couple of times, obviously.
Sure.
Seth Lugo has been battling an injury.
Well, Ross, let me just answer it real quick. No, it's a great point. And, you know, with Lugo returning tomorrow, that is going to buy an extra day of rest for Waka and Bubich. The short answer is yes, they would consider it, but I don't believe right now because you have the off day tomorrow, another off day on Monday, and then another off day on the 6 days after that? So I guess the following Monday. So maybe when there's a stretch without, you know, three off days in a week and a half, maybe they'll go to that six-man rotation. Maybe in the second half of the season they go to a six-man rotation, but I don't believe you're going to see it in the next week and a half. So there will be a decision to make when Cole Reagans returns.
Got it.
Because Reagans is likely to go out on a rehab assignment.
That's a good point. All right, man. Appreciate the taking my call. Go Royals. Let's go get the Tigers.
It's a great problem to have, isn't it, Ross? The fact that you have a 25-year-old lefty. No, the stuff doesn't appear overpowering. But again, neither does Chris Bubich's stuff. But when you have absolutely no idea what he's going to throw, and absolutely no idea where he's going to throw it, you don't need 99. Now, you would like 99. You know, we saw plenty of 99 tonight from Reds right-hander Hunter Green. Hunter Green has three pitches. Fastball, slider, splitter. You're going up to the dish to face Hunter Green. What are you going to do? Well, you're sitting fastball. You're going up against Noah Cameron. You're going up against Chris Bubich. Good luck. Cameron threw his curveball tonight 24% of the time. His cutter 23% of the time. His changeup 22% of the time. His four-seamer 20% of the time. And his slider 12% of the time. Good luck. You can't sit on any one particular pitch. How nice of a problem is it that right now, with Lugo coming back on Friday and hopefully Reagan's a week away, it's a pretty nice problem to have. And oh, did I mention the 45-year-old Rich Hill is going to climb the hill down in up in Omaha. He'll be pitching for the AAA team coming up this weekend. Noah Cameron, 6 1/3 innings of one-run baseball. His ERA on the season now sits at a remarkable 1.05. Let's go to Carter in Liberty. Carter, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Carter, how are you, pal? Either that's not Carter. Oh.
Oh, hey.
Hello?
Hey, Vern. This is Clay in Overland Park.
Okay, well, Carter in Liberty, Clay in Overland Park. I apologize. Go ahead, man.
Right. Hey, we took our Blue Jays baseball team out to the K tonight. We had about 25 people strong cheering the boys on. What'd you guys think of the game? Stay on. Some good pitching. Great hitting.
They did a lot of doubles.
A lot of good doubles.
Yeah. We worked this out before. Yeah.
Their defense came up big when they needed to. So, yeah. Burr, can you give the Blue Jays a shout-out?
Yeah. Way to go, Blue Jays. Appreciate it. Thanks. I mean, give me a chant. Give me something. Get the boys going in there.
Oh, cheer, guys.
Let's go. Give me a Let's Go Royals or something. What, are we falling asleep?
They're asleep. They had their shirts on the whole game, spinning their heads, spinning around their heads. They're
okay,
tired
did you
now.
Guys get on the Jumbotron? Because I swore I saw you then.
Well, we were like in a spot they couldn't see it. They had their shirts off in between every inning, yelling and get up there. So this is our big
Well, see, that's the
right
kind
now,
of commitment
Bert.
We're looking
thank
for.
You.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it, Clay. Way
Thanks,
to go,
Bert.
Blue Jays. Yeah, appreciate it, buddy. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. It's every single day out here. I mean, just a pack of Blue Jays or whoever it is. Just some wild boys out there taking their shirts off and waving them around their head like a helicopter. Does anyone remember Petey Pablo? How's he doing? Anyway, Chris in Lee's Summit. Chris, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, as always, you're the best in the biz, my man. You know, I always try to catch your post-game show the next day after work. You had me freaking fired up today at work. We're not getting swept at home. I was like, you know what? I'm calling my best friend up. I just got engaged. I asked my best friend
hey.
To be my best man tonight at the Royals game. We had
nice.
A freaking blast. I mean, Noah freaking Cameron. It is Ooh. So amazing to see what this St. Joe kid is doing. Grew up a Royals fan. See him pitching in my home team stadium, in his home team stadium. He's a freaking baller. And it's just, see, we sat right behind the Royals dugout, seeing what Vinny Pasquantino does at first base. That dude is a machine.
No
and
doubt.
Drew Waters, John Rafe, let's freaking go. Vern, like you said, we're not getting swept at home. We're not
no.
taking it. Let's go, Royals. Let's go,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, nobody
Vern,
sweeps
I'm
the
out.
Royals at Kauffman Stadium. Way to go, Chris. Congratulations on the engagement. And man, that's a pretty cool setting to ask your buddy to be your best man. That's really cool. I like that. I need to get married again and do it that way. Chris, thanks for the phone call. And a way to shine that spotlight on Vinny Pasquantino. about the big fella, man? About the athleticism he's shown all season over there at first base? Vinny's one of the finest defensive first basemen in the game in 2025. Hey, speaking of St. Joe, let's head there now. Let's talk with Jerry. He dials us up on a Wednesday night. Jerry, what's going on, pal?
Oh, I'm just enjoying the pregame, the postgame, and the game itself. It was awesome. And before I get into it too much, whoever coined the phrase, the term, I heard it tonight. I don't know if it was Stu or Ryan or somebody else, but they said the pride of St. Joe. That is right. For the last couple games, I've been saying that, the pride of Joe Town. But it was really, really awesome to see the team come up and get by. They did what they needed to do to help him get that win. And my question has to do with, I heard something somewhere that about rookie being able to retain your rookie status. How many with Noah Cameron, is it however many games he's up here for? Like, if he's up here for 32 games, even though he only pitches a few, does that take away from his rookie status? Like, if what I'm getting at is,
no, I understand. Yeah.
Next year, can he come in next year and possibly win a starting position, be in the starting rotation, and be considered a rookie? I know there's 30-some games, but...
I think they all count. I think they all count towards your rookie status. I don't know that for certain, so I might be wrong. I don't believe I am, but... I believe every game you're in the big leagues counts towards your big league status.
I'll let you go after that, after this, but I hope that Jack and him, somehow they can be a... you know, get that rookie status or whatever and do something really good. But I'd like to see a rookie next year be a Cy Young candidate. Do you think he has a chance to do that? And I'll let you go. I appreciate your show every day. Man.
Well, you never want to put a – yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Really appreciate the kind words. You never want to put a ceiling on a ball player. And shoot, yeah, of course. I mean, R.A. Dickey won a Cy Young Award at God knows what age throwing knuckleballs. So, yeah, sure, why not? Why couldn't a 26-year-old Noah Cameron take another step next year and do something that hasn't been done in these parts in 16 years? Sure, why not? Cameron, fourth big league starts, his fourth quality starts, the Royals' 28th quality start on the season. That's second most in Major League Baseball. No doubt about it. Noah Cameron is tonight's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. 6 1/3 innings, 1 run on 6 hits. He only punched out 2, but he only needed to punch out 2. Walked a pair and picks up his second win of the season. For being named Player of the Game, Noah Cameron will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for 2 from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home with his wife. Kid's probably too little to really dive into it, but nonetheless, they'll have a great time. Congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Noah Cameron. You bring up Jack Caglione. He had a nice night tonight in AAA, if you're wondering. 3 for 4. First trip to the dish, he had a first pitch pop out to the shortstop. Now, he's going up against a right-hander, and Minnesota Twins right-hander Simeon Woods Richardson, a guy that's been in the big leagues plenty this season. Second at-bat for Cags, a 3-2 fastball out over the dish against Simeon Woods Richardson. He hits a 109-mile-per-hour ground ball to the opposite field for a double. Next time up, a 2-2 fastball down and out. Out of the zone, down and... I mean, on his shoe tops. He reaches down and yanks it into right field, exit velo of 99 miles per hour. And then in his fourth and final trip to the dish, the first pitch that he saw was a fastball, and he crushed it to left field, 101 miles per hour off of the bat. Jack Caglione tonight, 3 for 4 in Omaha, and now through 8 games at the AAA level, the 22-year-old is batting .343 with an OPS north of 1150. All right. Let's go to Wyatt from Lee's Summit. He was at the game tonight and I believe swung by the booth after the game. Wyatt, how are you?
Hey, Vern. I absolutely did slide by the booth on my way out tonight. This is my first time at the K in, truthfully, quite a while. My good buddy of mine gave me a couple stats to think about, you know, today at the game. And I want to shift my focus over to John Rave. You sure. have to give him credit. What a special moment it is to see a first major league hit by any batter. I mean, it doesn't matter what the situation is. It's a special moment to see. And I absolutely saw, you know, what could be for John Rave. He made it to second on his first major league hit. He swung his way over to third, and he eventually made his way home for a run. And what a special moment that is for John Rave. So I had to, you know, give a call. This is my first time calling, and I wanted to divert my focus to John Rave.
Well, I love it. Way to go, Wyatt. I hope we hear from you more often. I hope I get to see you out at Kauffman Stadium more often as well. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Yeah, bottom of the fifth inning. Royals up 1-0. John Rave, a 1-2 offering from Reds right-hander Hunter Green. And Rave got that 99-mile-per-hour fastball elevated in the zone. He rips it into the right field corner for a leadoff double. Dyrone Blanco, man, did I love the way that Dyrone Blanco was set up for the bunt. I mean, he's up at the front of the box. He points the bat right at the pitcher. Way to go, Dyrone. Way to go. And that's not easy to square against a guy like Hunter Green. So, man, major kudos to Dyrone Blanco getting that bunt down. He gets raved to third. Jonathan India, buddy, nice idea. Tries to hit a line drive to the opposite field. It finds the first baseman's mitt. But Bobby picks the squad up. Bobby, first pitch, fastball, 99 down and away. He goes with it. Not trying to be a hero, not trying to yank it. He pounds it the other way down the first baseline into right field. Rave comes in to score, and the Royals go up 2-0. Bobby snapping an 0-for-12 with that double, his major league best 21st double on the season. That made it 2-0. Royals, they would go on to win 3-2. Royals are three games above 500. They take tomorrow off and welcome the Detroit Tigers to town for the first of three. Friday night, 7:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock. We are very late for a break. I'm just having too much fun. So let me take a quick timeout. If you're on hold, please stay right there. We get right back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
So I just mentioned how Noah Cameron's our Guaranteed Foods player of the game and how he's going to receive that gourmet dinner and it's going to be shipped right to his home. Well, you know, let me clear something up. That's not how Guaranteed Foods works. It's not a here's a meal that we send to you in the mail. It's not one of those meal kit companies. I mean, honestly, what it is, you know, what's on the way to Noah Cameron? Having that at your fingertips 24/7, 7 days a week. You know, again, not a meats by mail deal, not a retail store, and again, not a meal kit company. It's a professional home food service, top to bottom, professional. They've been helping thousands of families, including mine, eat better for less since 1958. You should find out for yourself, and I think the best way to go about it is to take advantage of that risk-free trial program. Make sure it works for you and your family. It will. But check it out. Guaranteed Foods. Healthy food, great service. Again, man, I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed.
888-5000. Guaranteed Foods. Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now the 2-2 pitch and a ground ball up the middle. Backhand, India spins, throws out at first. Excellent play by India, who went way to his right. He was headed toward short center field when he turned and got the throw back to Vinny Pasquantino.
And you heard the manager after the game, Matt Quatrero, said that saved the game right there. Top of the ninth inning, Royals clinging to a one-run lead with one out and nobody on. Garrett Hampson, your boy, hits a ground ball back up the middle, and I think the best defensive play we've seen all season from Jonathan India. Trying not to be prisoner of the moment. He may have had one at third base early on that I'm forgetting. But that diving play, and then quick to his feet, quick throw to Vinny at first, boom, boom. Helping Carlos Estevez pick up his 15th save of the season. Jonathan India, what a night. Getting it done defensively. He's on base three times. It's his seventh multi-hit game here in the month of May. Now, that might not sound like a ton, but keep in mind, India had two multi-hit games in March. So great start to the season. March was like 3 days long. Two multi-hit games in March, only two in April, but tonight he picks up his seventh in May. That defensive play in the ninth inning was tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Jonathan India, one of two Royals with multi-hit nights, him and Michael Garcia. Mikey picks up his team-leading 19th multi-hit game of the year. Royals win 3-2. They're now three games above 500 with a record of 30-27. Phone lines, text line, 913-586-7965. Let's go to David in Grandview. David, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, it's great to hear the updates and to hear you after a win. The Jack Caglione updates and stat lines sure hit a lot different after a Royals win than after a couple losses here.
Yeah, they sure do.
Blowing the lineup as well, but I think he was supposed to be hitting third or fourth. If you could get that note to cue, that'd be great. Curious on, now speaking of some lineup changes, I hate to play that game. I know the modern strategy is to bat your best hitter second, but is there any thinking to get Garcia in the second spot? I'm just hypothetically of getting, you know, India, Garcia, Witt at three, and then Pasquantino. It feels like Salvi is classically a more of a five hitter anyway. I can't remember where he was batting when Royals made their run 10 years ago, but I felt like he was seven. A little more natural.
Yeah, he was six and seven back then, yeah.
It feels strange that at this, you know, the moonlight of his career to be batting cleanup, it doesn't feel like it's putting him in the best position to succeed as well. Again, I hate playing the lineup card game.
No, I'm with you. I agree with everything you're saying. Yeah.
When did the thing shift to go from having your best hitter number three to number two? And is there any thinking behind, you know, why Bobby at two versus three or trying to get Garcia in there? I'll take the call offline.
Yeah, yeah. I listen, Garcia has made that a conversation that you and I agree upon. And he's done that in the past 2 months. Right? Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, David, you were undeterred by what you saw last season from Mike Hall, and you still believe that he was the five-tool talent we hoped he would be at the beginning of last season. But the Bobby Vinny Salvi 2-3-4 was set in stone because of what they did last year. Three Herculean efforts carry this offense to the postseason. They did it all. They earned those spots. You traded for Jonathan India for him to hold down that leadoff spot. 2 months into the season, India's been... You can't say bad. You can't say he's hit his expect. He's fallen just short of expectations. Bobby's been an all-star, not an MVP. Vinny's had a very good month of May, but has not come up clutch. And Salvi had an unlucky start to the season, but remains very unclutch 57 games into the season. Mike Kell has been, next to Bobby Witt Jr., the best player on this team. Right, Mike Hell's hitting .312 on the season. That's 11th best in Major League Baseball. Mike Hell's been one of the finest five-tool players in the sport for the past 2 months. But 2 months is now a sample size, a legitimate sample size, enough of a sample size that we've seen Renfro gone, Melendez gone, Stratton gone. Massey dropped from the 5 spot to the 8 spot on a consistent basis. So we can't say it's early, but to answer your question of why we haven't seen Mike Hell crack that top 4 is because he's only now starting to make the case that he deserves to crack the top 4. But he's now, as you and I both agree, he's now been making that case for about 2 months to go along with outstanding speed on the base paths. Great instincts, right? You see him score from first on an outstanding send from Vance Wilson. To me, that run, for as strong as Drew Waters hit that ball in the fourth inning, for as good of a base runner as Mikel Garcia is, that first run of the game in the fourth inning, to me, goes to Vance Wilson. I don't know if he gets a run scored or an RBI, but he gets some sort of a gold star for that one. Does that make sense what I'm saying about Mikel? You had the top 4 in your lineup set in stone to start the season. No one was going to crack it. But Mikel's been chipping away at it for about 2 months. To me, honestly, and I've said this plenty of times, if Mikel performed like this last year, I don't think you're trading for Jonathan India. Sure, you still trade Brady Singer, but I don't think you're bringing home Jonathan India. But you did bring Jonathan India home. And you do need Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi if you're going to be a legitimate offensive threat in this division. You know, move Garcia up all you want. You need Salvi, you need Vinny, you need Bobby to be, well, what Bobby was tonight. But you need these guys to be strong, run producers, and that needs to happen ASAP. So move Garcia up. Yeah, I'm not going to fight you on that. But this offense is only going to climb out of the basement if Salvi and Vinny show them the way. 913-586-7965. Mike Hell tonight, with those two hits, he extended his season-best hitting streak to 13 games. He's batting .343 in the month of May. He's been outstanding. Let's go to Buzz in Lawrence. Buzz, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I was taking a look at the schedule, and the Royals, they are 5-1 this year when facing a sweep. We often talk about the resilience of this team. I think there's some proof of that right there. So good to see the boys. They do not like getting swept. So
yeah,
kudos to them. Now I want to give my thoughts on this starting rotation dilemma that we are going to have coming up once Lugo and Reagan's.
Hopefully, yeah. We have a dilemma. Yes.
Correct. Yes. So my thoughts, first of all, Noah Cameron, he needs to stay in this rotation, Vern. I mean, he's shown me enough.
Right.
Yes, he belongs here. Don't send him down to Omaha. He needs to stay in this rotation. So that would hopefully, like you said, leave us with the problem of having six starters. I might lose it here, Vern, but I think we could move Lorenzen into the bullpen. I was looking from 2016 to 2021. He was reliever.
Let me ask you this real quick. Buzz, let me ask you a question, have a quick conversation here, because we saw Lorenzen last year pitch out of the bullpen. We know he can do it. As I put my GM hat on, do I think I could trade Michael Lorenzen for something? He's a good starting pitcher. He's a bona fide big league starting pitcher. Rather than having that guy in the bullpen, could I couple him with something to bring in the bat that I need to go along with Caglione and Salvi, Vinny, and the rest, which is another way of saying, do you keep giving Lorenzen starts and hopefully he entices another general manager to come calling?
I'm definitely all for the trading for a bat. I think sending Lorenzen for a bat would be a good idea. I would say giving him more starts going forward. I mean, his last start, Vern, I mean, not that that's going to continue, but I mean, if he has a couple more outings like that, I don't think you're going to end up getting a bat for him.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for the trade, but I mean, what do you think? I mean, if we put him in the bullpen and then he has, six outings of, not giving up any runs in the bullpen. I mean, a lot of teams are looking for bullpen this year too. So, I mean, I don't think moving him to the bullpen would necessarily get rid of that idea of sending him out there on a trade.
No, you're right. No, that's a great point. Yeah, I agree.
Last thing, speaking of the bullpen, I'm not really upset about this. I guess I'm just more kind of confused. Where was Urseg tonight?
Sick.
Apparently
he doesn't feel good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that answers my question. Thanks for having me, Vern.
Yeah, we were all perplexed up in the press box. Show it up. I was, first of all, just in an agitated mood all day. Just a bad mood. Bad mood from yesterday's post-game show to everybody always dumping all their royal complaints on me. I mean, I like it on the show. I like it on the radio, but I take the headset off, man. Let me enjoy baseball for a second. Anyway, so when I showed up today, yeah, I was agitated, and I was also a little ticked off that all the pressure was on Noah Cameron. That really frustrated me. Like, you got Bobby and Vinny and Indy and Salvi, all these great players with bona fide track records, and yet this game comes down to Noah Cameron. I thought that was unfair to the rookie lefty, but...
You're listening to Vern's postgame show.
No, we don't want to go anywhere just yet. I thought I fired that. No, so I showed up agitated today because there was so much pressure on Noah Cameron when he got through the sixth inning. And there was no action in that bullpen. I'm thinking, what are we doing? The young man did his job. Get Urseg up. Have Estevez ready to go behind him. And let these guys finish off the final three frames. But Cameron records it out again in the seventh inning. And then Zerpa comes in for a third straight game. Gets that huge inning-ending double play. Lofton over to India, to Vinny. Great job by Angel Zerpa. Schreiber, after throwing 30 pitches yesterday, gets a pair of outs in the eighth. And then, yeah, Estevez shows up. But, yeah, very curious as to what was going on with Urseg, but Q tells Annie Rogers after the game that he was under the weather. No surprise, as obviously a bug's been bouncing around that clubhouse, right? India, Salvi, Estevez, it's knocked out a few guys. 913-586-7965. Tonight was the 23rd appearance of the season for Carlos Estevez. He lowered his ERA to 1.85. Can we start giving that guy some love? Man, oh man. 15 saves,
He becomes the first Royals reliever to begin his career with, or excuse me, the first Royals reliever to record at least 15 saves by the end of May. First one to do that since the great Wade Davis. Shout out Carlos Estevez in his seventh straight scoreless appearance. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. We go back to the phone calls and talk with Jamie in Kansas City. Jamie, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, what is up, my guy? It's been a little bit. Been a couple
weeks.
Nice
to hear from you.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing very well. Always better after a win. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What I love, Vern, first of all, I'm going to start with you. I love the last week you've been the salty Vern, not at the callers, but wanting more from guys, whether it's in the lineup, and challenging the Bobbies and challenging Vinny's and challenging Sal, you know, Salvi. Like, hey, where are these guys? I love that. That's a salty Vern I love. A salty Vern that I'm like, God, I need more Vern in my life. When it's like you're holding them responsible. I love it, man. And that's what makes you great, and that's what makes you fantastic in who you are. I think, Vern, I think it's been a up and down. But the last time we talked, we kind of got in the back and forth about them, you know, getting rid of Renfro, getting rid of Stratton. And to me as a fan, I love to see obviously you never want to see anyone out of a job. Those guys have had great careers. They've done big things in the league. But the fact that we're, as an organization, if you're sitting there as a fan and they're willing to eat the money and say, hey, you know what, this early in the season, because we talked about mid-June of this happening, for them doing it is such a positive sign that, hey, you know what, we're in it. We're going to make the necessary moves that we need to make this organization better and give us the best opportunity to win. And I think they've done that. And I think in the clubhouse, if you're a guy, no matter, Renfro is a great clubhouse guy, and everyone loves to be around Renfro. But the fact if you're there and you're knowing he probably doesn't give you the best opportunity to win, let's get a rave up. Let's get a lofting up and see what these guys can do. It gives you a juice, and it gives the clubhouse a juice that they don't even know they need, but they need. So I think it's awesome, and I can't wait to see how it rolls out. And once again, the pitching is everything in baseball. And we're going to have, as we get closer to the deadline, we're going to have some pieces to move and some tough decisions to make. It won't be easy, and I won't want to wear that GM hat of who you get rid of and who you – but they'll be able to bring a bat, continue to be patient with Cags, and when he comes up, whether it's, you know, late August, but continue to be patient, bring some guys, keep this momentum going and keep positive things. And the stuff that's happening right now, it's positive. It's a battle, and we're in a battle, but we're there. We're there, and it's positive. So love you, Vern, and we'll talk soon, brother. Love you, man.
I hope so. Jamie, nice to hear from you. Really, I really appreciate the kind words. And to your point of me putting the pressure on the guys, trust me, you don't become a future Hall of Famer in Salvador Perez, the best player on the planet in Bobby Witt Jr. You don't go from that late of a draft pick to a guy that's driving in 100 runs like Vinny Pasquantino if you're not self-motivated. So they don't need to hear it from me. I just get agitated and start screaming into a microphone after games on occasion. Hey, I did want to not correct something, but clarify something. My conversation with Buzz about Michael Lorenzen when he made some great points. Now, he was right. Lorenzen was really bad the other day, right? Monday?
Yeah.
Nobody was harder on Michael Lorenzen Monday night than Michael Lorenzen. But prior to his most recent outing, you look at his previous three starts, 2.84 ERA, 17 punchouts in 19 innings, 17 punchouts to just two walks. So he had a bad go, no doubt. Last time out was bad for Michael Lorenzen. And Noah Cameron is yet to have a bad performance at the big league level. But anyway, Buzz, I thought you made a lot of great points. I just wanted to give Lorenzen a little bit of love. He's been, for a number five starter, he's been outstanding. And a one-year, $7 million deal, outstanding signing. And at that price tag, it makes it easier to do what Buzz was talking about and transition him to the bullpen if and when it's needed. Hey, let's keep it going tonight. Let's go to Jack in Kansas City. Jack, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Maybe this is a stretch, but once Noah throws 50 and becomes eligible, do you see us having a conversation about maybe him being a candidate for Rookie of the Year? Thanks.
I'm trying to think of what is that conversation right now? Who's the front runner in the American League? I appreciate the phone call. Seems like you're putting me on speaker. Man, I got to think about that, right? Isn't that Caminero kid? Is he a rookie? Who are the? Oh gosh, well, Wilson. Yeah, Jack Wilson in Sacramento. That dude's a stud. But yeah, of course. Listen, when you're doing historic things the way that Noah Cameron is, everything is a possibility. The guy's allowed 3 runs in 25 and two-thirds innings. Second player in franchise history to begin his career with 4 straight quality starts, joining Royals Hall of Famer Steve Busby. Again, this is... Now, St. Joseph is a city, and Mexico was a country, but Fernando Mania swept through Southern California and really throughout the country back in the early 80s because Fernando, every time he took the ball, it was 6, 7, 8 innings, 1 run less. So St. Joe, I don't know if they sell sombreros up in St. Joe or if they remember Fernando Mania, but Noah Mania taking over Kansas City. Of course he could win the Rookie of the Year. He holds down this rotation spot for the rest of the season. Helps lead the Royals to a division title. No doubt. Of course. I mean, is anyone out there listening, hearing this and saying, oh, that's foolish? Oh, Vern, you're such a homer. Now, let me know. Let me know on the text line. No, call me up, actually. Text line's gotten really, really negative lately. Just messes with the mentals too much. So I'd rather talk with you. Dial me up, 913-586-7965. That's the phone number, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Double J. You're next up on the postgame show. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Vern, not much. How you doing tonight? Hey, I just want to say, what a game tonight. How about Noah Cameron? Dude, that guy is legit. I hope they keep him up here. Hey, congrats to John Rafe, too, on getting his first Major League hit tonight. And just glad we won, glad we didn't get swept. And question for you, what would you think about the Royals maybe going after trying to trade for Andrew McCutchen for Pittsburgh? I would like that. I think it could help out this outfield, too. Appreciate it, and I'll listen up here. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know if he would be interested in that, right? How old is he? He's 38? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. He's having a decent enough offensive season, I guess. Yeah, sure. Listen, Andrew McCutchen for a few years was like my favorite player in the game. I love Andrew McCutchen, but I don't love him more than Pittsburgh does. Pittsburgh has no reason. If you're a Pirates fan, you have no reason to go to the game. The only reason to go to the game is to get another glimpse of the great Andrew McCutchen. Right, the best player to come through the Steel City since... What? How far back do we have to go? Bonds? Yeah, I mean, the only reason to go to a Pirates game is to watch Paul Skeens, O'Neill Cruz, and to say thanks to Andrew McCutchen. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. It doesn't get me excited if that's not coming across. But, hey, I appreciate the name, Double J. You know I can't stand, hey, can we go find a bet? Well, give me a name. Double J's got a name. It's a big name. Is it a Hall of Fame name? I hope so. I hope McCutchen finds his way to Cooperstown. Hey, I need to find my way to a quick timeout. It's our final break. If you're on hold, stay right there. We get back to your phone calls. Royals take the finale. They stave off the sweep. They win 3-2. They pick up win number 30 on the season. Take tomorrow off. Welcome the first-place Tigers to town for the weekend. Oh, baby, I can't wait. Lugo and Mize on Friday. Waka Scooble on Saturday. Bubich and Montero on Sunday. Get your tickets now. All right, quick timeout. Back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
All right, if you were listening earlier when I was talking about Guaranteed Foods and how it's a professional home food service that, you know, customizes healthy, all-natural specialty products for each family's needs. I'm talking about that gourmet dinner that they're going to be sending the way of Noah Cameron for being our player of the game. You know, when I sat down with that professional menu consultant who will do the same for you to figure out your family's budget and diet, allergies, whatever your family likes, the professional menu consultant is there to help you get more value for the money that you spend. They're not there to try and get more money out of you. And my big thing was I was sick of wasting food. So I talk about that gourmet dinner, whether it's the filet, each one of them portion packaged. So there's zero waste. You want to talk about those baked potatoes with the cheddar cheese. They're all individually portion packaged, so you save money. You're not wasting food. Man, I hate wasting food. I'm not doing it anymore with Guaranteed Foods. It makes food buying so much easier. It makes mealtime healthier. Again, check it out for yourself. Guaranteed Foods, making healthy eating fun and easy. They've been doing it since 1958.
888-5000. Guaranteed Foods.
Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, well, not as great as the post-game celebration, I'm sure. Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. If you missed it, John Rave was nice enough to call us up from inside that victorious Royals clubhouse after he picks up not only his first big league knock, but his first big league extra base hit and scores his first big league run. And remember, if you ever miss the postgame show, you can find it in its entirety wherever you get podcasts, but we would prefer if you went to the Odyssey app. Personally, it's all the same. No. Go to the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Fall in love with the Odyssey app. All that stuff. But if you would, subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast. That's what really helps your boy out. Phone lines are open, 913-586-796. By John Rave in the fifth inning, put the Royals up 2-0. They would win this game 3-2. Royals are now 11-7 this season in one-run games. Let's go back to the phone calls. Connor in Overland Park. Connor, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going, my buddy? How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, I'm glad we won, but the last couple of nights were very, very agitating, and I'm glad. I'm glad we didn't get swept. And let's welcome the Detroit Tigers into town.
Slap them around, no doubt. Connor, always nice hearing from you, pal. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. We go to Zach in Warrensburg. Zach, you're on the postgame show as the Royals get back to 3 games above .500. Go ahead.
How's it going, Vern? How are we doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I didn't get the privilege of watching the game tonight. I was at work, but I got a question about our boy down on the farm.
Okay.
So I've been thinking for a while. Do you think that, and I know it's not typical of Kansas City to do, but do you think we would be open to extending him before his debut, kind of like the Tigers did with Colt Keith, the White Sox did with Luis Robert? Do you think that'd be something the Royals would do?
If Cags would take that type of a deal, I'm sure they would. Yeah, I would like to think that Jack Caglione, I don't know if he would sign it, but yeah, if the Royals believe in him, why wouldn't they?
I say, just watching him swing, if you watch him and Harper side by side, his swing reminds me so much of Bryce Harper. I think this guy's got great things in his career for him.
I hope you're right. Bryce Harper was something else, right? Debuted at, what, 19?
Yes, sir.
He's a future Hall of Famer. Yeah, yeah. Hey, nice to hear from you, Zach. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. Yeah, Cags tonight, 3-for-4. You know, I don't know Cags' background enough, his upbringing. Don't know his family. But you never know. You never know what money means to people. Unfairly, I'm just thinking of all the other Florida Gators. I don't remember any of them signing contracts early. Man. When you're that big, that strong, that handsome, man, the money's coming. I don't think you need to rush into a contract if you're Jack Caglione. But I love where your head's at, Zach. I'll tell you that right now. I fear I waited too long to mention this, and I just have so many things on my notepad here. But shout out to Alan of the duo Alan and Susie. Shout out to Alan, who nabbed his first foul ball. They got a 40-game pack. They come to a lot of games. I believe he said they are 12-3 at Kauffman Stadium this season, which is very impressive. Had a strong beard. Alan, you knew you looked good tonight. You deserve to catch that foul ball. Royals are now 18-11 at Kauffman Stadium this season. And like I mentioned, they are 12-3 with Alan and Susie in the house. Let's go to Nate in Lee's Summit. Nate, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, good to talk to you, man. First time this year.
All right.
I have a couple questions for you, if you don't mind.
Of course.
So we start 30-27. If you had to give the Royals overall a grade, you know,
B-.
On the F scale, what would you give them?
B-.
And that was my exact answer as well. And then my second question would be, with how well Noah Cameron has been, I feel like there are three options right now as to where they could go with this rotation whenever our boy Cole and Seth get healthy. So the first one would be those guys slot back into the rotation and Noah goes back down to AAA. Second would be those guys get back healthy and Michael Lorenzen goes to the bullpen. And then third option would be they do some kind of six-man rotation while everybody's kind of trying to get healthy and get back into it? Which one do you think is most likely?
I hate to say it, but I think it's the first. To me, there are too many off days right now to go to a six-man rotation. I do think that's possible as the season progresses. The Lorenzen to the bullpen thing, I had a great conversation earlier with Buzz from Lawrence about this. The thing that scares me the most is you move him to the bullpen, he's not on that, you know, regular every fifth day program, and then something pops up with Lugo, or I didn't want to talk about it, but something pops up with one of the starters. Well, now you're going, hey, Lorenzen, can you hurry and build back up and give us five, 6 innings? Yeah, it's a great place to be in, to have that type of pitching depth. But as it stands today, and again, the Royals don't have to make any sort of move when it comes to the rotation until they're at full strength. And Cole Reagans is likely to go out on a rehab assignment, which means, you know, you're a week away from him returning to the big league club at least. Let's hope we're faced with this decision in a week. Let's hope nothing pops up to where, oh, question answered. I'm sorry to have that response. I can hear Ned Yost. You know, when I was just starting off here in Kansas City, he would always say, man, those things take care of themselves. Don't worry about what's going to happen in a week. Baseball will take care of that. And normally that, Ned's right about most things, and he was normally right about that. But yeah, if I was going to stack it up in order, as of today, I think the first option, Noah going back to Omaha, which is just ridiculous to say. But yeah, as of today, I think that's the number one option. I mean, again, you know, the Lorenzen to the bullpen thing just scares me. So maybe I should get a dog. Maybe I should go to church. Maybe I should be a little bit more convicted in my belief in Noah Cameron, but I'm leaving the rotation as is. I want to make sure that you are six deep of guys that can win you a game. Even if one of them has to pitch at Omaha, I like the idea of being six deep of guys that can help lead you to a win. Because offensively, you're just not seeing enough from those guys to believe that they can lead you to a win. Royals have scored 3 runs or fewer in 37 of the first 57 games. All the talk inside the clubhouse was about one of two things. Either John Rave and his post-game celebration, the beer shower, the ketchup and mustard and mayo and relish and everything that they throw on him in that post-game celebration for his first big league knock. But if you're not talking about John Rave, you know you're talking about tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Noah Cameron. That's what Bobby was talking about after the game, as the microphones of FanDuel Sports Network were there to hear from the great Royal shortstop.
Yeah, it's awesome. He's just going out there and doing his job. He's doing his part. He's just attacking the zone, getting ahead of hitters, and just doing his part.
Seems like, I think Q mentioned maybe he's a little bit more mature than like some rookies who come up. What are you seeing from him presence-wise out there?
100%. He's just out there being the same guy. He's not trying to be someone else, not trying to be a different guy. He's the same guy he was in the minor league, same guy he was always been. And then I think our starting pitching staff's kind of help him.
Who turned on Brickhouse?
Sorry. But yeah, just with the staff that we have here, just welcoming him right into the rotation, and it's been great.
To see John Ray get his first MLB hit, how exciting was that from your vantage point?
Yeah, it was awesome. I think half the team was out of the dugout. We were all fired up anytime, because we all experienced it. So anytime you get the opportunity, and he's taking really good swings, and then it was just a matter of time. And so it was really special to see him do that.
That set you guys up for that run. How do you think that kind of shifted the momentum?
Yeah, it was huge. Just getting a guy in scoring position, and then just being able to kind of do what he does, speed on the bases, and then kind of get him in.
You'd had a tough stretch for a couple of games.
got the double down the line and then the sack fly at the end. You went the other way on some of those. Is that a good sign for you to kind of work out of a little bit of a struggle?
I'm just trying to do things I always do and just try to be prepared each and every day and just know that I'm just going up there trying to help the team win.
Hit that sack fly, and Hugh just told us that could be a home run a lot of places. Pretty good contact on a tough pitch to hit. Did you feel like you almost had a chance, or is one of those that just it's the K and it's probably not going out?
Yeah, it's hit where it's hit, and so yeah, I can't control once you hit it off your bat.
All right, Bobby Witt Jr., one for three on the night with a pair of RBI. Man, I'm grooving. You're going to turn on some Commodores and expect me just to sit here? I don't know how good that audio was, but, I mean, enjoy Brickhouse, right? 36, 25, okay. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, brother. Hey, Garrett, you ever heard the song Brickhouse?
No, I have not.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. What about when Reagans comes back, we move Noah Kamara to the bullpen and send Angel Zirpa down? The only reason why Angel Zirpa is up is because he's a lefty and so is Cameron. And then if we need a bullpen game, instead of relying on two innings from Daniel Lynch, we can put Noah Kamara in. What are your thoughts on that? And then I'll ask
I do
question.
Not like. No. Thumbs down.
All right. No. And then my second question is how many saves is the all-time leader in Royals history, and do you think Carlos Estevez can catch it? I'll listen off air, Vern.
Ooh. You don't mean career, right? You're talking about in a season? I would imagine I would imagine you're talking about in season, because the career record is, of course, Hall of Famer Jeff Montgomery, who you catch on your FanDuel Sports Network nightly. One of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet. Always very kind with advice to me. Love Jeff Montgomery. No, I don't think Carlos Estevez will break his record of, 300. How many saves did Monty have? 304. Estevez has 15. So I don't think he's going to get that. But the franchise record is held by Greg Holland. He had 47 saves back in the summer of 2013. Right now, Estevez is on pace to have, let's say, 43 saves. In the history of the franchise, only three pitchers have had more than 43 saves in a season. They're all future or current Royals Hall of Famers. Greg Holland, Jeff Montgomery, and Dan Quisenberry. So, the single season record could certainly fall. If you're on pace for 43, the record's 47, and your team is yet to play really good baseball? Now, the pitching has been otherworldly. And the pitching has been one of the greatest pitching staffs through 57 games this franchise has ever seen. Its ERA is 3.15. That's bested by only the 1972 Kansas City Royals. But offensively, yeah, there's plenty of room for improvement. And when that happens, sure, I would like to think that Estevez is going to be able to snipe a few more saves. Yeah, Garrett, why not, man? Garrett, I appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965. Speaking of historical names in Royals history, Bobby Witt Jr. with those two RBI tonight. Pick up career RBI number 314 and 315 as he passes Bo Jackson on the franchise's all-time RBI leaderboard. All right, let's go to Vicky. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Vicky, always nice to hear from you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm so thankful that you're all calmed down tonight. You know, you don't have to worry. But see, I was worried last Monday. And so my suggestion is, when those two guys come back from the IL, send Zirpa and Lorenzo to the minors. I don't ever want to see Lorenzo pitch again.
What? What are you talking about? Why? He had one bad game.
Because I almost had a heart attack watching him do 70 pitches by the fifth inning. That was uncalled for.
Yeah, you were.
That was uncalled for. You can't put the fans in a position of heart attacks. You've got to have runs.
Are you eating right, Vicky?
We cannot get rid of Cameron. We got to keep him forever.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that. No, I was saying if you're, you know, if the heart's not pumping right, make sure you're eating right. You can't blame Michael Lorenzen if the heart's not going right.
No, that's ridiculous. He's being paid to be a professional. He knows better than pitch 70 pitches, right?
No, you're right. No, you're right.
Am I wrong? Yeah, no. Because he knew better. That was absolutely ridiculous. I can never watch him again. I have to turn him off if he's on because it's just too much of a ridiculousness.
Well, I got good news for you, Vicky. Thanks for the phone call. You will not see him Friday, Saturday, nor Sunday as the Royals take on the Detroit Tigers. For a three-game set, it'll be Lugo, Waka, and Bubic going opposite the Motown Kitties. Always nice to hear from you, Vicky. Royals improved to 20-1 when leading after six innings. Royals led 2-1 after six. They go on to win 3-2. All right, so we have tomorrow off, and we'll be back at it coming up on Friday as the aforementioned Seth Lugo squares off with former number one overall pick Casey Mize. It's a 7:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock. I want to say a special thanks to Jacob Mustard back at the studio. An outstanding job tonight. Always appreciate working with you. Looking forward to doing it again. Jacob Mustard, thank you very much. Royals, thank you very much. Noah Cameron, Jonathan India, Bobby Witt Jr., John Rave, thank you very much. Angel Zerpa. Michael Lorenzen, man, I got love for you still. I don't know what she's talking about. Hey, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Try to enjoy your Thursday. We got baseball back on Friday. Take care, Kansas City. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.